welcome to this episode of Meet the Team, the Edinburgh Napier's Allied Health and Social Care Sciences Group podcast. I'm joined by my guest today, Dr. Ciara Ryan, lecturer in occupational therapy. Ciara grew up in Galway in the west of Ireland with her family and completed her undergraduate degree in occupational therapy at the National University of Ireland, Galway, and graduated in 2018. She said she enjoyed the programme, but particularly enjoyed the focus on research skills, which would come into focus a year later. After graduation, Ciara had considered a variety of opportunities, like taking the equivalency exam to practice in the United States or going to work in Singapore, but she ultimately decided to pursue a PhD. She then spent time travelling, exploring Southeast Asia, and finally moved back to Glasgow in 2019. Her doctoral research focused on stroke-related visual impairment and its long-term impacts on people's lives. She is proud to have co-designed a self-management intervention alongside people with lived experience and clinicians to help individuals adapt and live well with visual impairments caused by stroke. Her clinical work included residential rehabilitation for those with drug and alcohol misuse, and she is currently planning some research in this area. Ciara, I know you taught at several universities in Scotland, and so with that wide experience, you were welcomed with open arms at Edinburgh Napier University. And now, 6 months on, you're an integral member of the lecturing team on the Edinburgh Napier University Occupational Therapy Master's Programme. So a very, very warm welcome to you, Dr. Ciara Ryan.
Thank you very much, Lynn, for having me. I must say I'm a little bit nervous, but delighted to be here, so thank you.
Don't be nervous. It's going to be good fun. Ciara, this first part is where you tell us more about yourself, your passions, your interests, your life outside work, your favourite things, you know, who you really are. So you have 2 minutes to answer as many of these questions as you like, and your time starts...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ciara, what did you have for breakfast?
Scrambled egg and toast, always a winner.
Where is your favourite place in Scotland?
Maybe a little bit boring, but probably Glasgow Green. I live the street across and I spend an awful lot of time there.
How do you spend your downtime?
I love to cook, I love to travel, and I'm quite into running just now. I'm training for the Edinburgh Half Marathon.
What's the last thing you bought for yourself?
Actually, yesterday I booked a trip to Indonesia, so I'm very much looking forward to that.
What book or books are you reading at the moment?
I'm currently reading 101 Essays That'll Change Your Life, and I really recommend it. It's excellent.
What would you recommend watching on television?
I recently finished The Traitors. Also would really recommend that. I really enjoyed it.
Where was your last holiday taken?
My last holiday was to Albania, so I spent time in the capital in Tirana, and I really enjoyed that as well. It was great.
What is your favourite film?
My favourite film is The Little Rascals. I could probably quote it word for word.
What is something we would never guess about you?
Because I can be quite clumsy sometimes, I'd say my colleagues would never guess that I used to be a competitive Irish dancer.
What are you passionate about?
I think I'm passionate about lots of things. Probably the most recent project I've been really enjoying is I teach English to asylum seekers in my spare time. So I'm really keen to continue with that and see if I can broaden that out a bit in my spare time.
And finally, what is your biggest achievement? What are you most proud of? You have 20 seconds, Ciara.
I think probably my PhD. So I studied stroke-related vision impairment, and unfortunately, all of my plans had to change because it was during the COVID pandemic, but we managed to get to the end, so I'm quite proud of that.
Brilliant. Well, thank you, Ciara, and wow, the Edinburgh Half Marathon in May. Very good luck to you for that. The second part of your podcast episode is going to focus on your professional capacity within the occupational therapy programme and the school. We want to hear about maybe your research and what your many roles are. Can you describe a typical day, what you do within the programme, what you bring to the subject group, and really ultimately what your hopes are for your students.
Yep, thank you, Lynn. So my current role is I'm a lecturer with the occupational therapy team. I suppose my key focus relates to learning and teaching. So I'm a module lead for two modules. The first is leading innovation in health and social care, and the second is research methodologies, questions and methods. The focus of leading innovation in health and social care is, I suppose, we need to equip our students to be ready to deal with the many kind of challenges that they face in practice. So one key example that we've seen of that lately is the COVID-19 pandemic, where practitioners really had to like be flexible and adapt their practices. So we focus on lots of different topics. So we focus on kind of different aspects of health, how health services run, how we can kind of innovate within practice, and how we can kind of engage in self-evaluation and our own personal development planning, so we can ensure we have the skills and knowledge that we can innovate in our practice and ultimately do the best that we can for the service users that we work with. And then in terms of research questions and methods, we focus on ensuring students have research skills so that they can undertake their dissertation projects. So all students undertake a piece of independent research. And also as part of my role, I supervise dissertation students across occupational therapy, physiotherapy and nursing. And I really enjoy that because we get students that just engage with a wide range of topics. And it's so interesting to see them go from an idea all the way through to execution. So I really, really enjoy that. In terms of research, I have lots of different kind of small research projects ongoing at the moment. I recently got funding to do some research around clinical skills teaching and the specifics around how we give feedback to students and how we can give more objective feedback on those kind of real core skills like manual handling and ensuring students are safer around that. I'm also hoping to extend my PhD research, so do some more research in the area of stroke-related vision impairment. And I'm also planning some research in the area of substance use, which I practice in clinically before I came to Napier. I'm also supporting some other researchers with their research as well. So I'm helping Dr. Fiona McLean with some of her research around Alzheimer's as well, which I'm really enjoying as well. In terms of a typical day, I think the key thing that I really love about my job is that there's no 2 days the same. The job is so varied, which I really enjoy. So just this week, as an example, yesterday I was out at the National Robotarium doing kind of a bit of training to see the different types of robotics that they have and how they're being integrated into practice and the research that's going on. And it truly blew my mind. The stuff that's like, it's just really, really amazing. And it's really quite exciting that our students will be exposed to that. So they're going to go out and visit as well as part of the Leading Innovations module. So I'm really excited to just be able to observe the reactions, because I'm sure my face kind of spoke volumes when I was out there the other day as well. Today I was teaching in the Leading Innovations module, and this afternoon I have lots of dissertation supervision with students. And then later this week I'm attending a conference around patient and public involvement in research, so how we can engage patients and service users in research. And then for the rest of the week I'll just be continuing on with my research. So I'm working on a literature review just now, and I also have a paper that I need to write up and get finished. In terms of plans and hopes for the programme, I just hope we continue to expand. I really enjoy working here. It's such a vibrant environment and we just have excellent facilities. There's been a lot of work lately around simulation and workshops. So we really do work really hard as a team and a school to make sure that students are really well equipped for going out into practice. So I really hope we can expand that. And I hope the students can take advantage of the amazing opportunities that an occupational therapy degree gives, because I was quite overwhelmed when I started. And I hope they'll all stay in touch and we can hear all about their amazing careers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kira, for joining me today and for providing a rounded insight into your personality as well as your professional responsibilities within occupational therapy and beyond. I can really hear your desire to scope out all the rich learning opportunities available to your students and to enable them to be, you know, fit for practice in a digital world. And good luck with all your research plans too. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Kira Ryan in conversation with Lynn Turnbull.